WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Iowa, a sixth grader is dead and five others wounded following today's school shooting at Perry High School. Witnesses say that the shooter opened fire in a cafeteria during breakfast. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds offering condolences to the small community of 8,000 northwest of Des Moines.
Our hearts are heavy today and our prayers are with the Perry community. This strikes at the heart of everything that we hold dear. This senseless tragedy has shaken our entire state to the core.
The shooter identified as 17-year-old Dylan Butler, a student at Perry High. Investigators now searching his background and social media posts for a motive. The U.S. says it's carried out airstrikes in Iraq, killing two top Iranian-backed militants. The Pentagon says carried out attacks against U.S. personnel in the region. The top North American car of 2024 has been announced, the revamped Toyota Prius Hybrid, taking the top honors. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
After the results of a parent survey, the Baraboo School District is looking to begin an optional full-day four-year-old kindergarten. Parents, along with district officials and city and county partners, began discussing a full-day 4K option last spring. The potential for a full-day option was discussed at the school board meeting on December 11th. One of the reasons for full-day 4K is bridging achievement gaps and increasing student performance overall. If approved by the school board, the elective program would be offered for the 2024-2025 school year. A decision on full-day 4K would likely come either in January or February. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, cloudy sky, few flurries late, high in the mid-30s. Scattered flurries tomorrow night into Saturday. High again in the mid-30s. Snow showers wrap up Saturday night. Partly sunny and low 30s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 29 degrees.
99.7
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave joining us after 5 p.m. on Thursday night. We've got you all caught up in the news and weather. Let's get back into the music with Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark on Max FM.
And more. I love jazz. You say,
oh, tainted love. 99 Max FM.
Easy.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You get a $25 certificate to the Rouse Trade Bistro and Speakeasy for just $20. The Rouse Trade Bistro and Speakeasy is located right off the square in downtown Baraboo. They offer amazing small batch homemade recipes from soups and salads to tacos, burgers, fish, and even stunning desserts. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we'll look at sports news by the Steve Miller Band on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Bucks have a defensive issue on their hands. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Following last night's 142-130 loss at Indiana, Milwaukee ranks 24th in the league in points allowed per game. And unless they make a deadline trade, things aren't likely going to get a whole lot better. The Bucks will try to end a two-game losing streak when they take on the Spurs in San Antonio tonight. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is the leading vote-getter for the upcoming NBA All-Star Game in Indianapolis. Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton leads all Eastern Conference vote-getters at the guard position. Bucks guard Damian Lillard is number two. The fifth-ranked Hockey Badgers getting ready for a two-game weekend series at Notre Dame starting tomorrow night. The Badgers take a seven-game win streak into play against the Irish with all seven wins by three goals or more. Packers wrapped up another day of work in Green Bay today, getting ready for Sunday's regular season finale against the Bears. At Lambeau Field, a win for Green Bay puts them in the postseason playoffs. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you hear me just now?
80s, 90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
Stops, nobody knows. Every time.
oil down the desert way. Has been shaken to the top. The shaking drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The prison was a standing on the radio.
FM.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild. So you think I got an evil mind? I tell you, honey, I don't know why. I don't know why. So you think my singing's out of time?
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Thursday night. If you had an original Nintendo back in the 1990s, you probably spent countless hours on this game, but we all just got schooled by a Gen Zer. A 13-year-old in Oklahoma named Willis Gibson just became the first person ever to beat Tetris. He goes by the name Blue Scooty. It's been a while. Each level of Tetris gets faster and faster, and usually just keeps going on until you lose. But there's a glitch where it can eventually get so fast the console can't keep up and it crashes. Until now, only AI has been able to do it. Willis made it to level 157 before it finally froze up. You can watch a whole video on YouTube. When it crashes, he freaks out and starts hyperventilating. The video is about 38 minutes long, or it's at the 38-minute mark in the video. And he got several new world records, including the highest score at just over 6,850,000 points. Tetris on Nintendo came out 34 years ago in 1989, more than two decades before Willis was born. He says his next goal is to do it again, but try to be more efficient. Now, I remember playing Tetris. It was not on a Nintendo. I think I was playing it on a computer or some other device, and it was just something very fun to do, but eventually it just got so fast, I could never keep up with it. Now, I was a little bit younger in the 90s, so I can't even imagine trying to do that now, but wow, that is just crazy. 157 levels. Unbelievable. Congrats to Willis on beating Tetris. Coming up, we'll look at the community calendar brought to you by the Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. We'll look at weather news by Pat Benatar on Max FM.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus bread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. Coming up on Saturday, January 6th, it's going to be the Mirror Lake State Park Snowshoe and Hike Event. Join the friends of Mirror Lake State Park for torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The friends will also have refreshments and goodies for a free will offering that you can enjoy around the bonfires. They'll have two lit trails, one for skiing and one for hiking and snowshoeing. This is a free event, but you will need a valid state park sticker admission for your vehicle. Again, this is Saturday, January 6th from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. More details can be found at friendsofmirrorlakesp.org. And that same day from 10 a.m. until noon, the Sauk City Library will be hosting a Winter Wonderland party for kids and families. This will include crafts, snacks, and a movie. And celebrate the winter season at the George Culver Community Library. They'll be watching the award-winning movie The Snowman by Raymond Briggs. Come chill out at the library and enjoy some indoor winter fun. SaukCityLibrary.org for more details. This is 10 a.m. until noon on January 6th. And a reminder that the 5th Annual FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle will be taking place on Saturday, February 17th. It's going to be at 10 a.m. You do not need to be present to win, but you can get raffle tickets either by contacting Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or reach out to them on Instagram at Baraboo FFA Alumni. Cost of the tickets are $5 each or $20 for five tickets. Again, get all the details over on their Facebook page, Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters. And this drawing will take place February 17th at 10 a.m.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, cloudy sky, few flurries late, high in the mid-30s. Scattered flurries tomorrow night into Saturday. High again in the mid-30s. Snow showers wrap up Saturday night. Partly sunny and low 30s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 29 degrees.
99.7
90s and more.
99.7.
Fun, glorious.
Max FM.
Well, now, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around, I'll make you wet your wild. Hot number
sweet to be, sour too nice to be. Me. When on the tough guy style, I'm not too keen. Try to change the world, I'm a plotting scheme.
Mario C likes to keep it clean. Clean. Wanna shine like Ace of D. Fun rapping, cause that's my dream. Hit more deep, I'll stick it to me.
Seven Max FM, Dave getting you back into a 50-minute musical journey. Open arms on Max FM.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, healing your heart with mine. Softly you're so sincere, how could I let be so blind? We say